Hey guys, I'm here in the Shanghai meeting room deep in the Intel booth at CES 2011. I'm here with Anand, who's going to talk a little bit about Intel's new Sandy Bridge technology. This is the new core processor. It's one of the biggest stories at CES 2011. So give me a little bit of information. What are the new core processors and why do I care?
We are launching this week Sandy Bridge, which is our second generation core family of processors, okay. Core i3, i5, and i7. So it's a 32 nanometer process, which means that it is faster, it's cooler, and it's smaller. Now, this is the processor, as you can see. And here is the performance part and the mainstream part. And we're launching the quad cores this week, and the dual cores will follow. The graphics is now integrated into the CPU. Now, what does this mean to an average consumer, right? The first thing is what we call as Intel Quick Sync Video. That's our ability to transcode. For a 5-minute video clip, it's probably going to just take you under 10 seconds to transfer it to your laptop.
That's awesome.
That's the consumer
value
proposition.
That's really, really good. That's a lot faster than it used to be.
Exactly. That's it's like 3 to 4x faster.
Wow.
Yeah. The other thing is that our graphics in terms of gaming has gotten so much better. It's at least 2 to 3x better than our previous gen Core i5 or i7 processors.
I think it's important to note that the new core processors, this isn't just a technology preview of something Intel's going to put out in 6 to 12 months or just showing off what could happen. This is all available now, correct?
Exactly. As you see here, there's a bunch of these laptops around, which are all form factors that we're showcasing here at CES. This should all hit the shelves pretty soon.
That's great.
So consumers don't have to wait for this. It's already there.
That's awesome. Anand, thank you so much. This has been great.
Thank you so much.
In addition to the Sandy Bridge stuff, I wanted to make sure that we talked a little bit about Intel Atom. These are the tiny, tiny little processors that power netbooks, the vast majority of netbooks on the market today. A lot of people are counting netbooks out. They thought they were a flash in the pan, when the truth is they're selling faster than ever, and they make a great companion device to a laptop or to a desktop, or actually to both. So I'm here with Cindy, who's Intel's netbook category manager, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about what's new with the Atom processor.
So basically, I wanted to show you, as you mentioned, the Atom processor
is so small. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, correct. I mean, it's so small, but it's powering all of these devices that you see behind me. And like you said, the vast majority of netbooks are based on this. And it's important because the Atom is small, consumes very little power to give mobile users the great battery life that they want when they're on the go.
Yeah, it's really cool. And is this one of the N550, the dual core Atoms?
The one you see here is actually the single core.
Okay.
But I'm glad you brought it up about the N550. The N550 is the dual core version of Atom that's available now. And most of the netbooks you see here today are based on the N550. And any consumer can really experience the snappiness and the additional performance that they get. Because it has two cores, but Atom is also multi-threaded.
Yeah.
So there's actually four threads.
Oh, wow.
So whether if you have a bunch of websites open, a bunch of apps open, just switching between them, any consumer can really get a better internet experience.
Cool. And now you had some new stuff that you wanted to talk about with the platform. And I want to see this wireless audio streaming. So tell me about this. This is the thing that it made me smile. It was so cool. So what do you got here?
So with netbooks, we're focusing on delivering more platform features to users. So enhancing the netbook so that consumers can really get more out of it. So what we have here is we have a netbook based on Atom. This technology that I'm going to show you is going to be available in Q2 of 2011. Basically, what we have here is we're streaming music from Pandora. Just with this small adapter, the adapter talks to this netbook through Wi-Fi, and you can enjoy your music from your netbook in your home.
That's really, really cool stuff. It makes it even more of a connected companion, which I know a lot of people are taking advantage of Windows 7 on these netbooks for. They use it around the house, they use it as a bedside computer, and this makes it even more usable around the house.
Yep.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much for taking the time to show us this stuff. I really appreciate it.
Stopping by.
Guys, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at BenThePCGuy for everything new that's going on here at CES 2011. We're going to get moving, and I'll see you in the next video.